Karen Agnes is a 24-year-old Indiana native who wears many hats. She's a second-year law student, founder of a growing women's organization, and an active young conservative Republican. Agnes has always had an interest in politics, but it wasn't until a summer internship with Senator Richard Lugar that politics really came alive for her.
I really enjoyed my internship with Senator Lugar, and you really had the opportunity, or I had the opportunity, to see that, you know, one person can make such a difference. You know, one person can come up with an idea and get a representative or a senator to run with it, and then they can really affect public policy.
This week, Agnes is attending her first political convention and supports Senator McCain. She believes he is a candidate who can motivate young people and help young people care about politics the way she does.
You know, McCain is 71. I guess now he just turned 72. He may be the oldest candidate in the election, yet in a way I think he appeals to the youth the most because he's the maverick. He's the one that's going to, you know, stand up for what he believes in and fight for the issues and, you know, really, really challenge the status quo. And I think that's really inspiring to young people.
The numbers aren't exactly in the Republicans' favor. According to the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, Obama has a 23-point lead among likely voters ages 18 to 24. However, Agnes hopes the 44-year-old Alaskan governor, Sarah Palin, will draw more young voters. Agnes adds that McCain's running mate is a good choice and thinks she'll draw conservative voters.
The level of enthusiasm and energy out here is just hard to describe. Everybody seems really excited about the ticket. And I think adding Governor Palin to the ticket was a good move and one that did bring a lot of enthusiasm from the crowd. And the fact that they chose somebody who is a principled conservative shows that they realized that that was a group they really needed to appeal to.
Agnes adds that McCain's running mate is a good choice and thinks she'll draw conservative voters. Some conservatives agree. CBN recently quoted conservative American political activist Ralph Reed saying Palin is a reformer and energizes social conservatives. She is pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-family.
And I think seeing the selection of Governor Palin on the ticket shows that, you know, the Republican ticket especially wanted to make sure to appeal to the more conservative constituents in the United States.
The young Hoosier law student used what she learned from her internship with Senator Lugar to start an organization for conservative-leaning young women. The Network of Enlightened Women provides education and leadership skills for young conservatives on college campuses. Agnes has hopes that education and hard work will help young people identify with the Republican Party.
It's a lot of times the young people that are going door to door, knocking on doors, passing out literature. And so it is important for the Republican Party to make sure to excite the young people, especially on college campuses, so they can get them to volunteer. The young people might not be able to give big dollars, but we can give a lot of hours to campaigns and really make a difference that way.
Young people may be good for campaigning efforts and volunteering, but they are also an important voter bloc. It's clear in this election the youth vote is going to count. For Y Press, I'm Tommy Mangan. Ariana Gaynor and Jordan Gaither helped in the reporting of this piece.